You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Ain't no place like a cowboy place, ain't no time like a cowboy time. Ain't no way like the cowboy way, have a cowboy kind of day, yeah.
Try the new Big Sky Burger at Roy Rogers. It's Smithfield pulled pork, beer battered onion rings, American cheese, and spicy barbecue sauce on a Kaiser bun.
Have a cowboy kind of day at Roy's, ain't no way you're going wrong, hey, yeah.
DoorDash and Uber Eats available at participating restaurants.
So, let's say you're into yoga or Pilates. Or maybe you dabble in gymnastics like me. Either way, you know being flexible is key to doing what you love. That's why Smoothie King created this stretch and flex smoothie for people like us. With whole fruits and organic veggies, plus type 2 collagen. Make it part of your daily fitness routine to support flexibility and joint health. So try the stretch and flex smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Fatback Four Daily. It's really, really late. It's just 11 p.m. We just watched Liverpool lift the UEFA Super Cup after beating Chelsea on penalties, 5-4. Where do we start? This is on YouTube only tonight. Having a few issues with Periscope, but we'll be back on YouTube or both tomorrow night. This show is brought to you by Paddy Power. Paddy Power is a betting app. If you gamble, gamble responsibly. Go on to Paddy Power. You will find, you know, odds on football, odds on all your different sports and everything beyond that. So go there, have a look. If you don't gamble, no problem whatsoever. Don't gamble. It's not for you. That's absolutely fine. Disregard everything I've said. So Liverpool have won the UEFA Super Cup. I'm watching pictures at the moment of Jurgen Klopp leading the fans in song. I'm not going to hire it up because I can be done for copyright if I do that. But no, listen, it's another trophy in the cabinet. The only thing for me is that it went, Maverick says, officially more trophies than Man United. I'm not too sure if this one counts in the count, Maverick. Let me know, because if it does, I'll absolutely take it. But I have a feeling it might be League, FA Cup, League Cup, European Cup, UEFA Cup, and European Cup Winners' Cup. Could it be? Could be, Maverick. I'd have to look it up and see. But look, it's another trophy. It's for me, it's on the wall of trophies that's listed at Melwood and Anfield and stuff like that. So yeah, it's for me, it's a trophy. So yeah, why not? But I suppose I'm happy with it. But the only thing I would say is it went to extra time. It's a long night there. It's 1 o'clock in the morning over in there. It's 1 o'clock in the morning over in Istanbul. So it's probably back on a flight tonight. I'm back and try to recover towards a little bit of light training on Friday, you reckon? And then we're back in for the match against Southampton on Saturday. Adrian, a legend begins. Yeah, listen, he's had some week, hasn't he? I suppose he's come in. He thought he was going to be second choice. He thought he was going to be he thought he was going to be, you know, a player that would sit on the bench and, you know, see out the season, and it kind of hasn't happened. It's a mad one. He comes on against Norwich. He does well. I was at the game. He was quite vocal. I thought he'd done everything he needed to do. He'd done it well. All right, we can see the goal. Not his problem. But then he goes and he plays tonight, and he's in the UEFA Super Cup against Chelsea, and he's a medal around his neck 2 games in. So you know, it's one of those that it's I suppose for Adrian, where we're on it, it's an amazing start. It's an amazing start to his Liverpool career, and I can only give him confidence. I heard the commentators on BT saying there, look how much confidence he'll have after that, and how much closer he'll get to the group. I'm watching him on TV now, and he's walking around there, and he's delighted with himself, and he's carrying the trophy around. The Liverpool players are doing a lap of honour. So I suppose, look, it's really good for him. The game itself, I thought it was a really good game. What do people think? Did you think it was a good game? I did. I thought it was a really, really good game. I thought both teams didn't play great, but it led to a good game, if you know what I mean. Maverick says, that's it. Not interested in World Club Cup. Let's just focus on the Premier League till the Champions League begins. I absolutely agree with you. Byron says, 3D underwater chest from Adrian de Feld. Hand me for a pen just so he can be the hero and make him cry. I don't think that was quite the plan. I really, really don't. Rory says, that will tire us for the weekend, but imagine travelling 4,000 miles return trip, then playing 120 minutes in the dead heat and not winning. Absolutely. There's a spring in your step, Rory, when you're coming home with a trophy and a victory. And Jurgen Klopp is on TV now at the moment. He looks absolutely thrilled. I think he was probably the first one to get to Adrian after he saved that penalty. So that's how much it meant for him. Maverick says he's really pleased for Adrian and Andy Lonergan, a sign that come to Liverpool and get silverware. The lads must be, you know, wondering what the hell is going on. You know, Lonergan goes away to America with the club as cover. He comes back. He doesn't have a club. Alisson injury happens. Next thing, Adrian is in when Mignolet leaves. Adrian believes he'd be on the bench. No, he's in. Lonergan is there now, gets a medal. And listen, there'll be a lot of things going around about Andy Lonergan and Naby Keita and Harvey Elliott and these players that didn't play and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's a squad game, and that's why you have 24, 25 medals up on that podium at the end. You know, it's one of those things. James Kelly says, we are stink again. Is Southampton going to be tough? Going to be tough anyway, James. James, just to let you know, you were a winner on a bet last night for a €10 free bet. I tried to contact you via YouTube, couldn't get you, so I stuck the bet on for you. It didn't win. Neither of our free bets won. We had 3-1 to Liverpool. Super Al had that. He didn't get it. And the one I put on for you was Liverpool to score in both halves and to win the game. And I think Jorginho to be booked. I don't think that won either. So James, I had to put the bet on to you. I just picked one of the specials, but it didn't come in. Maverick says, massive performance from Mane today. Absolute shift for sure pre-season. You know what? That's probably the player that it benefits most. He's the latest one back. Does he get 100 odd minutes in around that? And listen, that's a massive thing for him. A massive, massive thing for him. James Kelly says, thanks about the bet. Well, I don't know why you're thanking me. It was a special I put on. But I'm going to have to walk out a way of giving these bets away. And if you're on YouTube and I can't find you on Twitter, I'm going to have to do something with regards to getting you and contacting you and making sure you do get the bet. But I didn't want the bet to go to waste, so that's why it was like that. Byron says, if we continue to play poorly in finals but manage to get over the line, I won't mind at all. Hopefully performances can pick up. Listen, it's, you can see from both teams there, it's a tough trip. 3,000 miles or something along them lines to go over and back. Both teams look jaded after 90. It's very hot over there. It's very humid. It's a hard thing to do. But look, we come back with the trophy. Credit to Chelsea. We both played okay. Marty says, another trophy banked. Yeah, listen, it is another trophy. It's a European Super Cup against the winners of the Europa League. So listen, you know what I mean? You enjoy these when they come along. You know, Liverpool, before they won that Champions League, had what? One League Cup since 2012, would I be right in saying? I think I am. The female ref was all right, didn't notice till the yellow card to Azpilicueta. The female referees and the whole refereeing team, I suppose, were excellent. They were absolutely excellent. Didn't notice them, went about their business, no big fuss. And you know something? I don't know if this is a female team, but there was a lot less hankering over decisions and stuff like that. You know, there's a bit more respect showed to them than there would be possibly to men. But I thought they were excellent from start to finish. And listen, why wouldn't they be? They're professional referees. Doesn't matter if they're men or women. Doesn't matter. They're professional and what they do. So I would expect them to be excellent. And they were excellent. And I'm only saying they're excellent because we talk about referees an awful lot after games. Premier League games, Cup games, European games. That just went about. They went about their business. They've done their job and absolutely fair play to them. Liam says there's a Club World Cup be a nice little addition, in my opinion, as it is something the club has never won before, and the opposition wouldn't be the toughest. Probably winner since travelled a long distance. For me, Liam, it would all depend on, I suppose, when it is. I think it's in December time. Where we are at that time, if we're right in a league title race, you might see players travel, but they'll try not limit the game time, but spread it out as much as they possibly can. As you said, the opposition don't be great. I think you only end up playing two, possibly three games. I'll have to look that up as it comes close to the time. I am awful for doing any sort of research on these things ahead of time. I really am. I'm not going to lie to you. How do you feel Kante would fit into our team? Is he what you hope Kate to become? No, I think he'd be brilliant in our team. I think Kante would be brilliant in any team. I think he's just a fantastic footballer. He's so robust. He's quick. He's strong. He's good in the tackle. He's very tactically aware. He can let himself down a little bit on the ball, and that's probably medium to long range passing. But you know, medium to long range passing is can become a bit of a speciality to some players, and has done over the years. But do I expect to be with Kate? Was no, I think Kate is more of a player that gets hold of a ball and moves with it and makes things happen. Whereas Kante, I think, is more of a player that makes things tick over. But fantastic player, Kante. Best player on the pitch for me in the first half. I really, really thought he was. I thought he was brilliant. James says, I think Klopp is continuing pre-season into the first month of real season like last year. Explains why we look so leggy. Yeah, that's not a bad point. He likes to build them up. And I think part of this is probably down to he's looked at the Premier League since he's come in. This is his fourth full season, was it? This is his fourth full season. So when he came in, I think he was a bit shocked by the volume of games and the aggression in the games and especially coming up around Christmas, New Year. And I think over the years you've seen him build his team up and get them really in their stride going around November, December so they can push right through Christmas and be in with a chance come the back end of the season. So, yeah, that's not a bad show. Byron says, Bobby changed the game, coming on, getting two assists. He's been in great form since the Copa. Who was your man of the match? Bobby has been, he looks a hell of a lot sharper than he did last season after coming back from the World Cup. And listen, I think Bobby will only get stronger. I think I'm not starting there tonight. It's just giving him that little bit of rest he might need. Salah doesn't look like he needs a rest. He just wants to keep going. But a fresh Anna Fuhrer and Bobby from early in the season rather than us waiting probably 3 or 4 months of last season for it to get going is an absolute bonus. My man of the match, I thought Van Dijk was quite good. Mane for me. It has to be Mane. He's 2 goals. He's only back. He played 15 minutes on last Friday night. And he's back and he scored 2, so it's Mane for me. Somebody asked, "Are we playing?" Marty, says, "Are we playing a higher back line this season?" It certainly looks it, and I think it was Sean. He was saying to me in the WhatsApp group, or he was saying not just to me, he was saying to all the lads in the WhatsApp group that, "Are we playing this high line and relying a lot on VAR this season? You know, for offsides and if the linesman gets it wrong, are we relying and are we gambling a little bit?" I think we are playing a higher line. I think we're slightly higher than we were, but the thing with a high line is you have to put pressure on the ball in around midfield, and I think when the midfield properly gets up to speed and gets running, I think the higher line will become less of an issue because we are showing a lot of pressure on the ball, more so than what we're doing now. But that probably ties into, you know, what we're talking about with regards to the players walking their way into the season. Chris says, tonight proves clock point about us being mentality giants. Seeing plenty of past LFC sides crumble under those setbacks and finals. Not just finals, normal games. I've seen us, you know, go ahead, get pegged back, and we don't often go ahead a couple of times and lose a game, but we'd often go ahead and maybe once or twice and draw the game, you know, and then, and I know that was a draw after 90 minutes, but to go, for me, it's a win because you go through and you play your extra time and you get to your penalties. And listen, I wasn't confident going into the penalties. I really, really wasn't. But look, the lads again stepped up and good penalties. Regis was a bit dodgy, but I thought they were good penalties. They are mentality joints. They believe in themselves 100%. And that's why you see them going all the way to the very end there. That's why you see the high line, and they believe that they can control games and adjust and deal with anything that may break through that line, you know. Irish Reds said, up the Dubs, or I mean the Reds, you'll never walk alone. Yeah, the Dubs, for people that aren't Irish, that's the GAA over here. That's the national game. And the final of that is on September the 4th, I believe. But Irish Reds, yeah, up the Reds, absolutely. You know, I'm going to be honest, before this game, and I've said it since that we've just won this competition, I did say I'd take 3 points out on Saturday over what would happen, any result here tonight. It's just the way I am. It's just, I'm absolutely infatuated with the Premier League now at this stage. You know, I feel that every game is a must-win game. But we've won. You see the players there. Van Dijk is on screen at the moment, and he is he looks delighted as well. You know, so it's not like one of those things where you kind of trundle off, I got a medal, and it's grand. You know, the kind of way. I think they really are like delighted to have this medal, and it's something that I don't think any of them have ever won, and probably won't do again, you know. Or, you know, you'd have to win another European Cup and go and win this again. So this one is it can be special for players. I think it really can. Tomas says VAR is going to get absolutely slated after that match. I think it brought a spotlight on VAR again tonight, but you see, you're going to get that until people mentally adjust to what's going on. You know, you're used to a flag either goes up or it doesn't go up. Then sometimes a flag can go up and they have a look at it, or a flag won't go up and a goal will go in, and then we'll have to review it because they're reviewing everything now. And it's just they're playing the safe game, really, aren't they? They're trying their best to play this safe game and see how they get on. But it's for me, I'm not against VAR. I really am against VAR. I'm just against the way it's put forward in football. I've said for a while that I feel that, you know, the way it's done in rugby union is absolutely spot on. The ref is mic'd up. He knocks on the mic when he needs to. He speaks to a guy up in the box. People on telly can hear what's going on while there's a replay going on in the ground, and everyone can have a look and see what they think and stuff like that. I think it's absolutely perfect for the way things go. If you have any comments, throw them in here. As I said, we're on YouTube only tonight, so anyone on YouTube, throw it in there. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. You know, it's as I said before, the more people we get in here, the better. The more opinions we get. You can have little arguments if you want. I don't mind. We usually get a load of random stuff before we finish. And then, yeah, it's we're only here for a bit of laugh, to be honest with you. We're not here to tell people what to do or how to do it. We're just here to throw opinions around and see how we get on. Do you think Spurs can do anything against City at the weekend, or not worth getting hopes up? Your hopes aren't worth getting up, in my opinion. I think Spurs are trying to bed in a couple of players. You know, there's one player there last week who couldn't get in the squad because he wasn't fit. They looked okay against Villa, but I always said I don't really judge people on their first game. But City's first league game at home as champions, you know, they have a score to kind of settle with Spurs. Listen, I'd love to be, you know, get a draw or even beat City and you know, set us up, you know, and it's any points that you can drop, I'm all for it. You know what I mean? I just don't know if I was a betting man, which I do the odd bet, I wouldn't be betting on Spurs. I think that game, I'd put it down for both teams to score and probably over 3.5 goals. I feel there's loads of goals in it. Kev O'Sullivan says Chelsea will be an entertaining watch this season. A lot better tonight, Kev, than they were on Sunday. Having said that, the first 40 minutes on Sunday, I thought they were really good. A mistake by Zouma has them 1-0 down, and they just crumbled second half. I think they ran out of ideas going forward and then weren't covering themselves at the back, but they're a lot better tonight. But I think if Liverpool played this game in 6 weeks' time, they'd beat Chelsea fairly handy. Fairly handy, I think. Because I think we'd be up to speed. They'd be up to speed, but I think we have more about us. I really do. And when I say that, I think we've more going forward, and that's the difference. But look, if they're entertaining, absolutely. They're an interesting one to watch with Lampard along with Leicester, I think, this season. So we'll have to wait and see. Marty asks, Gav, what's your opinion on Naby? I'm getting worried he might be lost to all these injuries. We were talking about this last night. With Grizz and the Chelsea fan, Louis. It was really nice. And I'm going to have Louis on again. He was really, really good. Really nice fella. And we were talking about this, and Grizz was kind of... I felt Grizz was going a bit over the top. Now, don't get me wrong. You see, I think the circumstance around Naby Keita from the time he was announced as a Liverpool player has not done the man any favours. Really, really hasn't done him any favours. A year of expectancy, he comes in, they're expecting to blow the league apart. He does have the odd niggle here and there. And he gets going a certain part of the season, and little niggles kind of hold him back and stuff like that. But you were hoping this season he'd come in. Now, the little strain he gets last night in training, that can happen anyone a couple of weeks into, you know, not even a week into the proper season. That can happen anybody. But I think the reaction now from Naby Keita will be key, because you will get people saying now in the next couple of weeks, are he still out, or he's gone out again, and this stigma starts to become attached to him. But I think I'm willing to write off Naby Keita's fourth season at Liverpool, simply because the year of expectation and everything that was thrown on him coming in, the number 8 jersey, all this sort of thing, and he's coming into a team that plays in a different way to what he was used to. But this season, listen, the toy strain or whatever he has, listen, it'll go away. It's his reaction now. It's his reaction, and let's see how he gets on. But I still have faith in Naby Keita. I think he's a great player. Kev O'Sullivan says Mount looks good. They're a striker short. Mount is really good. Mount was with Derby County last season, and an uncle of mine is a Derby fan. Goes a few times to watch them, watches them on TV as much as he can, and raved about him. Absolutely raved about him. Just the ability he has as a footballer and stuff like that. He'll be good for Chelsea this season. He has a bright future in the game. Mason Mount really, really does. James Kelly says, you're right about every league game being a must win. We only dropped points in 6 games last season. I just feel like it's a must win. It's just the kind of attitude I think supporters have to have without being negative. You know, go into it positively, saying we need to win this. You don't want people going, oh, we need to win this, and this might, and giving out, you know. Listen, if you want to give out, absolutely give out, but I feel that as a support base and especially as a squad, I think you need to be going and going, no, we need to win this, because City are up there all winning. You could be playing the next day, but you just keep your telling yourself that you're up the road winning, and I think that's the best way to go. Ox has a long road ahead of him. His fitness will come. Hope he gets in midfield off the bench to get match sharpness. Yeah, listen, Ox is the same, and this is where it goes back to signings during the summer. If you have a fully fit Oxlade-Chamberlain, again, Oxlade-Chamberlain has gone through a pre-season where he's probably still playing catch-up. He's a week into the season. You can't be making assumptions about players and teams and different things, you know. Like, if you watch, people are assuming Manchester United are going to be champions of England at the end of the season based on one game where Chelsea kind of fell apart. Now, I'm not taking away from United, they disposed of them when they needed to, but it's very, very early to be making assumptions on players and teams. I think with regards to teams, you have to be looking at 10 league games in to see where everybody sits. With regards to players, I think you need a good run in the team. Now, don't get me wrong, if there's injuries there and it's forcing them out, and player X or player Y out, you will have to look and say, what's going on with these injuries? Listen, that's absolutely fine. Byron says, if it's Naby's abductor again, I'll be a little concerned. He's had a history with it since Salzburg. Right, okay, I didn't know that. We're going to have to wait and see, but from what I can make out, he just felt a slight tightness, and it was fully precaution. And I'm not surprised it's fully precaution, because Klopp knows that he's going into a game there tonight. It could go to extra time and penalties like it did. He wants to take this player out and say, listen, you might be fine to play a game if it was on Thursday, but not today. You could be fine to play on Friday, but not today. So he could be around on Saturday. We don't know. We'd have to wait and see. What did you think of Gomez tonight? Asked. The name has just gone off the screen. very versatile. Plays right back. Goes to left back. But for me, Joe Gomez should be playing centre back. And he shouldn't have started that game tonight at right back. He is not a right back, and he's not a left back. Needs must tonight, I suppose. Andy Robertson probably felt it in his legs a little bit and went off, and they wanted that as another precaution for the weekend, and probably had a pre-planned, you don't know. But for me, Joe Gomez is a centre-back, and if you're not going to play him centre-back, don't play him centre-back. Just don't play him. For me, Trent should have started the game. Trent, for me, it's one of those where, I suppose, I felt he's a bit hesitant about what he's doing. He looks a little bit off, a little bit, tiny bit unsure of himself. But I think tonight would have helped him. I really do. And I'd hope that Trent started the weekend. For me, Joe Gomez played centre-half, and only in a massive emergency should be playing full-back for Liverpool. That's my opinion. But we'll have to see as it goes. Chris says, as a support base, we need the mentality changing of believing that we will win every game. That's what City have. This squad is better than it's given credit for. I couldn't agree with you more, Chris. I absolutely couldn't agree with you more. I've said it before and I'll say it again. That Man City squad is lauded week in and week out. And the thing is, it's Liverpool's squad went toe-to-toe with them and won a European Cup. So I think this squad does deserve a little bit more credit. I think we do need to go in and we do need to, I suppose, go into every game believing we can win, because let's be honest about it, we can win them. Simple as that. We can win them. Byron says, I don't think he's looked good at wide, but usually Klopp puts players out there to get fitness before they can play in the midfield three. I probably missed a comment there, Byron, so I'll have a look back and see what we're going on about there. Chris says, can we ban Jenis and Hoddle from commentating on our games? It's painful to listen to. I don't really pay attention to commentators, and that's because of Martin Tyler. So I kind of switch off, and Genus, I don't rate. Joe Cole is in that studio tonight, and I don't know why he's there. But because of Martin Tyler, I'm watching him on Sky for 25 odd years, and the shite he talks, to be perfectly honest with you, I kind of zone out from commentators, so I'm being honest with you. Byron asks, who would you play at centre-back for Southampton? Matip and Van Dijk. I would go with Matip Van Dijk. I don't think we really need to go into why, but I really would go with them at centre-half. James Kelly says, problem is if you're not up to speed in training, you never get enough match minutes, as there are so many quality players. Yeah, that's true, but Klopp has mentioned an awful lot of time that players that, have been up to speed in training have come out of nowhere to play. You look at Adam Lallana at stages last season. Divock Origi, he's telling you that Divock Origi, was brilliant in training and got games because of it. Do you know the kind of way? So I think match time is massive for players, but listen, training can be as well. Training absolutely can be as well. Let me see. Oh, sorry, Byron was talking about Oxlade-Chamberlain. Yeah, he could be putting him out wide a little bit like he does with centre-half playing full-back, but I've no worries over Oxlade-Chamberlain. I think we've enough in midfield there to not cover him too long, but not be under too much pressure to say to Oxlade-Chamberlain, you have to be ready and you have to be on it this week. I'm not too worried about him. Again, I'm not going to make mad assumptions about players a week into, less than a week into a Premier League season. I just haven't, Trevor says, defensive line is far too high, need to drop 10 yards at least. Trevor, I'll agree with you at the moment. Probably 5 to 10 yards, because I feel that the midfield isn't functioning well enough at the moment to put enough pressure on the ball to allow that defensive line to be that high. Because if you don't put pressure on the ball, opposition players get spaced and get time to put their heads up and that's where people break in behind you. But I do feel that Liverpool are obviously confident that in the coming, you know, weeks and months that we will be at a level where we will absolutely be dominating teams and being pressing and pressing and pressing to the point where they won't be able to look up, and we can't play that high line because, you know, it's easy to play a high line when your midfield are really, really on top of things, and that's where I think Liverpool are walking towards. Chris says he could see us switch back to a 4-2-3-1, protect fullbacks and allow us to rotate in players like Shaq. They could do, but what usually happens is in our three is that you would find one deep, one centrally, and one either to the right or to the left, depending on where the play is. A lot of the time it is down to the right because we let Salah cheat a little bit, if that makes sense. And to be honest with you, in this team, for me, the two fullbacks and our front three are our five attackers. That's the way I look at it. You might get one midfielder breaking in, and it's a deliberate ploy for us to empty out the sides of the pitch at times. One main reason is that the fullback can get up and down without being in congested areas. So we'd have to wait and see. But looking at that lineup tonight, I looked at it and thought we could go 4-2-3-1 here. We could go with a three at the back. We could go 4-3-3. There was a lot of options just in the 11 that was named. James Kelly says the only thing Southampton have up top, is pace up top. Mainly Gomez pace for that on Saturday. It's a fair point if you're going to play that high line. It really is. But we'll have to wait and see. It's what day is today? It's Wednesday. So Thursday, we'll probably talk about a little bit more about this game. We'll definitely do something tomorrow night where you just make the agenda and you can tell me and talk to me about whatever you like, football, non-football and stuff like that. Friday, we will definitely get down to special bets. I'll try to get Ian from Paddy Power on. We'll definitely have a look at the match. We'll preview it and different things like that. So we'll definitely go more into Southampton as the week goes on. Irish Red said that Hendo looked bollocked tonight. Yeah, we can say that, can't we? Yeah. I'm not giving out. It's just the way you've worded it. I'm not surprised. I'd say it's a hard shift in that heat and that humidity for 120 odd minutes, you know. I wouldn't be surprised. But look, they got the job done. Somebody says, Antico says, please say Adrian. Oh, yeah, like Rocky. No. Do you know something? I've never seen a Rocky movie, so there's one for you. And I've never seen a James Bond movie. So, I can fully expect a lot of abuse over that, I feel. But look, that's been it, I think. Liverpool have won the European Super Cup. They've beaten Chelsea 5-4 on penalties. It was a decent game. I thought Mane's goal was excellent. Giroud's goal was really good as well. In fairness, it was a good move. But no, we've won it. We're coming back from Istanbul with the trophy. Another one to add to the trophy cabinet and the Champions League that we won back on June the 4th. So, yeah, it's been really good. I know people are looking now going, what is going on? He's never seen a Rocky movie and he's never seen a James Bond movie. I've never seen a Harry Potter movie. I've never seen... there's another box set. That was weird. To me, it was weird. It wasn't Harry Potter. It was Lord of the Rings. I was mistreated as a child in the 80s. No, I wasn't mistreated. I just something I never watched. So yeah, no Lord of the Rings, no Harry Potter, no Rocky movies, no James Bond. I get a lot of abuse off the lads from the Fatback 4 with regards to the amount of films that I have not seen. It's abuse I get on an ongoing basis. But listen, that's been the Fatback 4 Daily. It's Wednesday, the 14th of August. It is 11:30 now at night. I'm going to go get myself a drink and go to bed. I will be back with you tomorrow, Thursday at 10 PM. We've a few more bits coming up just to let you know. Fantasy football. If anybody's into fantasy football, and you are in fantasy football and you've started and you aren't in our league, if you go onto our Trippers page, you would be able to find out, our fantasy football league. I know the league code is CPWY14. That's CPWY14. If you want to go on there, log on. We're going to have monthly prizes. We're going to have prizes at the end of the season. That would be a show. We're going to bring that show out again, I think, every Monday morning, just on YouTube. It'll be a pre-recorded thing. We're going to have that. I'm lining up a couple of interviews to put onto YouTube only as well, with different people. And Avi Hanser has agreed to do an interview with me, so I will pre-record that and set it out for you. And along with that, we'll have the Fatback 4 Daily every night, and it will be on Periscope and YouTube and available for download. But we're trying to bring a few more bits to you. Well, I am, and anyway, I'm trying to bring a few more bits to you around fantasy football interviews, and then our daily stuff here as well. There's a really good crew watching this, both on Periscope and YouTube. But as I said, if you know anyone that's a Liverpool fan, wants to come on, you know, put their opinions in there, have the chats, you know, absolutely go and do it. Get more people to subscribe. And the more we get, the more opinions we get. But listen, I've rambled on enough now, 34 minutes. I've wasted 34 minutes of your life that you will never, ever get back. I will do it again tomorrow on Thursday, 10 p.m. Yeah, that's been us. That's been the Fatback 4. Yeah, talk to you soon. Over now.
Simplify your federal agency's technology procurement with Connection Public Sector Solutions. Connection's dedicated account managers, commitment to exceptional customer service, and extensive catalog of federal contracts make IT purchases quick, easy, and affordable. Turn your challenges into opportunities and get rid of your technology pain points with Connection today. Learn more about what's possible with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.
Hey, don't forget the Johnsons are coming over. I want to find a rosé Jill hasn't tried yet.
Let's go exploring at Total Wine. Their prices are ridiculously low.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, always low prices. Total Wine and more.
Sports Social Podcast Network.